USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is talking tough on Twitter about Iran. Tensions have been rising between the two countries this past week. The president said, quote, "If Iran wants to fight, that will be the official end of Iran. Never threaten the U.S. again," end quote. The U.S. has tightened economic sanctions against Tehran. Iran is calling the U.S. moves psychological warfare. Former CIA Director David Petraeus was on ABC's This Week. He discussed how he envisions the outcome.
I hope the way the situation with Iran ends is that there can be some back-channel communications. There can be some kind of meetings that address not just a resumption of the nuclear agreement, but an extension of it.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Some Democrats are questioning the motive of anti-abortion activists as Louisiana appears to be the next state to tighten restrictions on abortion. Some believe area state laws on abortion are being positioned to overturn Roe v. Wade in the Supreme Court. Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney would like to see a more moderate approach.
You're seeing laws on both sides of this argument that are in the extreme. And whether it's New York or whether it's Alabama and Missouri, people have gone to the wings, if you will. I don't think that's productive. I think something much more towards the center makes a lot more sense.
Romney was on CNN's State of the Union. Nearly 50 million people across the country are threatened with severe weather. Meteorologist Ivan Cabrera says damaging wind, hail, and tornadoes threaten the region.
We're talking tornadoes and the possibility of long-track ones as well. Tomorrow afternoon, it is going to be a busy day 4 of 5 because on Tuesday, more severe weather on the way.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A GOP senator says politicians should make decisions on abortions. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
After Alabama legislators passed a bill banning abortions with very limited exceptions, other states are attempting to pass similar laws. On NBC's Meet the Press, GOP Senator Tom Cotton said politicians, not judges, should make decisions on abortion.
As long as we have unelected judges making the basic rules for abortion, though, we should try to find ways in which we can protect the most innocent lives that can survive.
Cotton says he believes life begins at conception, but that abortion should be legal in cases of rape and incest.
A country music star has been involved in a fatal crash in South Carolina. With more, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Travis Tritt says he's shaken up after being involved in the fatal collision on Saturday morning, but he says he and everyone else on his tour bus are fine. A county fire and rescue official says two people died and a third person did suffer minor injuries after a car was traveling the wrong way on a highway outside Myrtle Beach. Tritt says on social media that he was told one of the drivers was impaired. The Grammy Award winner was traveling to his next show in Georgia after performing at the House of Blues in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina on Friday night. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.